Hey kids, you're listening to the Devoted Kids Podcast.
On this podcast, we'll be interviewing kids, telling stories, talking about God, and exploring the Bible.
So sit tight, buckle up, hold on, get ready, because here we go! Welcome to the 11th Devoted Kids Podcast. I'm Elena Brock.
And I am Samuel Heffernan.
Today we have in the studio Jeremiah, Isaiah, Hadessa, and Tirza Heffernan, who are going to help interview the Minute Kids to the Philippines. So, Seth and Micaiah, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Seth Minnick, and I am 10 years old.
I am Micaiah Minnick, and I'm 7 years old.
Can you tell us what your family is going to go do in the Philippines?
Our dad is going to teach at a small Bible college. They're helping to train pastors and music workers to go then to other parts of the Philippines and Southeast Asia.
How did God call your family to the Philippines?
Well, we went to Canada 1 year ago, and Joel Arnold talked with us and kind of explained to us that maybe we should go to the Philippines because they lost 3 of their faculty there, so we are raising support to go there.
Wow, that's really neat how God called your family there. How long did you go to the Philippines?
7 months.
And you're going back for full-time ministry?
Yeah, probably about 4 years.
What's it like there?
There are a lot of power lines. And the food's different. There's lots of cars.
It's also a lot poorer of a country than the U.S. So you will see people. Our dad took a man driving and they passed a place and he said, "This is where all the movie stars live." And it was like a normal American neighborhood. A little bit more poverty than here in the States.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's a concrete jungle.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. There's lots of palm trees.
What's the population of the Philippines? Like, what's the average?
I don't know the exact population, but the city that we're going to in Manila is about 23 million people.
So whoa, that's very a dense. Staggering amount.
Is it hard to learn the language?
Yes.
Yes, it's very, very hard.
I heard your dad say on his presentation that it was on the scale level of like 3. Is that right?
Yes, just behind like Chinese or Arabic. So
okay, because I've heard Chinese is a really hard language to learn.
Yes.
Yeah, so Chinese, Tagalog, very close to Chinese.
Do you know any words in Tagalog?
Yeah, Levi, you can come up to the mic. Can you say a few words?
They were walking on English and we were walking on Tagalog. So it was very hard. And we already do know some Tagalog words.
Do you know any Tagalog words? Can you say some?
Salamat po.
That's thank you. And the po, you say that to an older person to show respect, but not to a younger person. So like I would say po to Seth, but I wouldn't say it to Levi because he's younger than me.
Oh.
And Levi would say po to me.
What's the food like there?
A lot of rice. That's like their staple. So you eat rice like 3 times a day. And when they're asking you, what did you eat for your meal? The question, it should be, what did you eat with your rice? Because like breakfast is rice, lunch is rice, dinner is something with rice. It's always rice. If not just that, then something else with it. But that's
like chicken.
Seth, do you like the food in the United States better or the food in the Philippines better?
Probably the food in the States. That does not mean there aren't foods in the Philippines that I do like very, very much.
I especially like the fried chicken.
In the Philippines?
Yes, it's very good.
What do you like, Seth?
It's a dish called adobo. It's basically chicken and rice with soy sauce and vinegar, and you can make it with chicken or pork.
Could you give us some more examples on meals?
There is a kind of soup called sinigang. It's like a clear broth. It kind of looks like water, but it's kind of sour, and then they eat vegetables with it.
Very interesting.
And they even put in a special kind of leaves.
Leaves?
Yeah.
That's tinola. That would be... The broth to that isn't exactly sour, but they put chicken and leaves in there. They remind me of spinach.
Have you been to other countries before?
We've been to Canada.
I went to Australia when I was one.
How long does it take to you to travel to the Philippines from the U.S.?
2 days by airplane, probably about a month on a boat. So we're taking the airplane.
What's the people's reaction to Christianity?
In 1500, the Spaniards came in and brought in a lot of Catholicism. But before that, the people kind of had their own religion, animism type of a thing with evil spirits. And so the two mixed. And so Catholicism there is not like Catholicism in Rome. They don't openly ridicule Christianity or say bad things about it. When you witness to them, they smile and they listen politely. Only God knows what happened through it.
They do read tracts.
Yes.
In fact, in Daddy's presentation, he has a picture of some children reading tracts that we gave.
I think I saw a picture of you handing out tracts. Is that just one of your roles that you help your parents with?
We do other things.
Yeah, we hand out prayer cards. Well, that would be more in the U.S. A big role that kids can have is being icebreakers because they love Americans. And when the American kids speak their language, it's like the best thing in the world. And a lot of times they might be a little bit shy or nervous around adults. But if we can go and make friends with them first, then that can open the way for our parents to have a ministry.
Hmm. Because they probably have seen few Americans?
Yeah, very few. Even less that can speak their language.
Oh, okay. So it's the language, probably.
Most Americans would try, when they come, they would try to learn Tagalog.
What's the main thing of your ministry?
Probably to teach at the school. That's like the nutshell of it.
So does your dad teach there?
Yes.
And what does he teach?
This semester he did, I think, Old Testament introduction class, kind of a preacher boys class where the men learn to preach, and a couple others. Basically, whatever they need help with because they're pretty short-staffed.
Are there any testimonies of the college students that you want to share?
Yes, I know one. He is a man, and this is actually about his pastor. His pastor went to the main island, and he was an assistant pastor there. But he was burning for his island, so he went back there. Nobody was getting saved or anything. So he called the pastor back on the main island and said, "I'm really discouraged. What do I do?" And the pastor suggested, "Well, you can always come back here." He was getting packed, and the night before he was supposed to get on the boat, he thought to himself, "I can't do this." And then in the next year, it was like the dam broke. Like, people started coming to Christ.
And then a woman from the church that man started invited this man to come to
Clarence.
Church, and he got saved. And now he's there studying. He's probably studying for the ministry, but I'm not sure.
His name is Clarence.
Wow, that's really neat. How one seed blooms and spreads more seeds.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So we want to get to know you guys more. What are some of your favorite animals?
I like the tiger.
I like the hawk.
In the Philippines, do they have any different animals like than they do in the U.S.?
They have water buffalo.
They have different snakes, I think.
So what's your favorite color?
Red.
I like black.
Can you play any instruments?
I do just a little bit of piano and just a little bit of recorder. But actually, one of the things was that when we were at the school, I was really impressed by the violin. And so later this year, I'm going to start lessons. So that
he actually got a violin before we started the deputation, so it's still back in Greenville.
What's your favorite chapter in the Bible?
I like Revelation.
I like Revelation too.
He hated it when he was a kid.
I like chapter 21 because that's when Babylon the Great has been taken care of, and that's when the good times start.
That's neat.
What's your favorite verse in the Bible?
I like John 16:33. I have said these things unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
I like John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Good. Great. Those are two really good verses.
After all this Filipino talk, it almost seems like my ideal vacation spot, really.
Do tourists go to the Philippines?
I don't really know that much about it, but yeah, I'm sure there are places.
Oh, Levi, do you want to come talk again?
My favorite book in the Bible is Jonah.
He likes Jonah.
My favorite thing in the Philippines is tricycle.
A tricycle is like a motorcycle with a cab attached to it.
Wow, that's cool.
And they're very, very popular.
Oh, there's a lot on the streets?
Yeah, lots. And they line up, lines like maybe up to 20. And you just get on the one that's in the front, tell where you want to go, and off you go. And then when you get there, you pay them and get off. And that's it.
That's it.
One last thing, now that you know a little bit about us, I would like to really ask you to pray, because that's the greatest ministry that you can have. Because, like I said before, the school is really short-staffed. In fact, the director there, he preaches and he teaches, and he started losing his voice because of that. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, yeah, you're just worn out. So they really need help, and we're trying to get back there in a year, but we probably won't be able to raise all our support that fast. Just pray that God will speed us on.
Okay, a good challenge for us to pray, and a good challenge for listeners to pray. Thank you guys for being on the podcast and sharing your ministry.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Bye.